A peasant came to Jesus with a dispute about an inheritance. Instead of mediating, Jesus warned about the danger of greed and then told a story about a landowner with bumper crops. His harvests overflowed, so he decided to build new barns. When that job is done, the farmer resolved to himself, I will allow myself to relax. I will eat and drink and be merry. But God declared this man a fool. The very night he secured finance and finalized the blueprints and appointed a project manager, he died. The man got to enjoy nothing as his possessions were scattered. This is what it is like, says Jesus, when we store up treasures for ourselves but are not rich toward God. If we let this parable tease us into active thought, we see something going on under the surface. The brother, who needed help settling his rivalry with his sibling, is a peasant farmer. Jesus refuses his request and tells him a story about a truly rich man, a landowner living at large during the good times. Until, that is, he isn't living at all. There is no political manifesto or argument with Adam Smith about self-interest, but this is a devastating story for our contemporary concepts of capitalist common sense. The rich, Jesus teaches, will all eventually discover that they do not even control their own lives. In this they are fools, but how much more foolish are those who aspire to imitate them? We do not own tomorrow. We don't even own today. So the question is, how can you spend your time being rich towards God by serving your neighbor?